We are in a time of giving and sharing. It comes very natural to us at this time of year. We are giving, and many of you, as I watch tonight, are bringing in the gifts for the giving tree. We also share the things that we have, and people often come in those conversations and say, I get more back than I give. We know that many people during this time of year seek to serve at soup kitchens, at other places. They gather people around them to go caroling. We had our Vietnamese catechism kids this afternoon go to one of our local senior centers to carol. And our children at our school did that this past week on St. Lucy's Day, going to Merrill Gardens and to the place down the street, whose name is slipping me right now, to carol those who are elderly and cannot get out very easily. And so sharing in who we are and giving in who we are becomes very natural. And we are to rejoice in that, as St. Paul writes in his letter tonight to us. But we begin with St. John the Baptist. People go up to say, how can I do better? And he says to him very clearly, well, if you have two coats and you see someone without one, give them one of your coats. It's very simple. It's not a lot of things. If you see someone without food and you have food, give them some of your food. And he goes on to list some of the other things. If you are in charge of taxing someone, do not cheat them. Do not extort money from them more than what is prescribed by the law. Or if you're a soldier, really what he is saying, if you are a policeman, do not falsely charge anybody. Do not take bribes. Do not do things like that. Live a life of integrity, because in that you will find joy. Because ultimately, what St. John the Baptist is reminding us tonight is that if we hold on to the things of the world, we cannot hold on to God. If we fill our lives with things of the world, how many coats can I have? How much food can I eat? How many houses? How many all these other things? Then we don't have any room left in our hearts for God. Remember, Jesus is saying to the rich young man, now go and sell everything you have and come and follow me. Let go of the possessions that hold you back from following me and come and follow me. Let go of those things that trap you into the thoughts of the world and come and follow me. Because many of us get caught very easily into those traps during this time of year, especially, once again, where it is so easy to give and to share, we can also become consumed with the giving and sharing, where we forget the reason why we are giving and sharing, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How many of us on December 26th are going to say to ourselves, thank God that's over? Whereas the church says, now we begin the celebration of Christmas. Now we begin the celebration of joy, the celebration of blessing, because the season that we are in now is a season of penance, a season of preparation, a season of preparing our hearts to receive Jesus into the world and into our lives again at the Christmas night. And yes, we are called to celebrate during this day time too. That is why we call this Gaudete Sunday, right? Rejoice. The time is near. Take time to fill your hearts with joy and blessing, because Christ is breaking into the world and coming to us to save us from those possessions, those things that hold us back, if we are willing to let them go and to embrace him, the child within our arms. Because if our arms are so full of stuff, we will have no room for Jesus. And it is important that we do that, because during this time of preparation, this time of opening ourselves to God's heart, we listen to St. Paul's words. St. Paul says to rejoice, I say again, rejoice. Why do we rejoice? Because Jesus has given us peace. Once again, we remember the gospel. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world does, but as I do. Because the peace of the world isn't something that can be grasped. It must be something that is lived daily within our lives as we reconcile in the sacrificial love of God to our brothers and sisters, to those whom we surround ourselves with and who come into our lives. It is a recognition that as we rejoice in the peace of God's love for us, we share that in the joyous blessing as Jesus did. In the sacramental love that we will receive this night when we receive Him. In that gift of reconciliation that our parish will celebrate tomorrow evening. That joyous gift of coming to closer to God by the forgiveness of our sins. Of letting go of those things that hold us apart from Jesus Christ. And it is that gift of love, that gift of blessing that we rejoice in. It is a time of reflection because during these last days, and Advent is quickly burning down. At this time next week, we'll be beginning to think about the next day, Christmas Eve, what Mass we're going to go to on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Some of us will be traveling. Some of us will be far away. And if you are, mass.org, of course, is a great place to find the nearest parish to where you're visiting. But it is that rejoicing in the love of God. And it is taking time this week to reflect on what I need to let go of so that I may embrace the infant Jesus on that Christmas night. That I may hold Him gently and peacefully and lovingly in my arms. That I may rejoice in the joy that He has come to fill me with life, to fill me with love. That is our Advent calling. Those are the Advent steps that we continue as we move towards the great feast of Christmas. As I said, Christmas begins at December 25th. It does not end. The church celebrates the great octave of Easter that ends with the naming of Mary as the Mother of God on January 1st, and then continues on to the Epiphany, where the three men, the wise men of the East, come and recognize the child as the King of the universe. It is our journey of Christmas joy, of Christmas blessing, of Christmas hope. And so as we continue that preparation, that readying ourselves, readying the way of the Lord, filling our hearts with His love, His mercy, His gentleness, let us give thanks to God for the many blessings He shares with us. Amen.